This episode is sponsored by quality and innovative Game Boar cartridges. Game Boar shot shells are the choice of world champion David Radulovich and 26 times world champion George Digweed MBE. White Gold and Dark Storm contain precision-made diamond shot, manufactured exclusively in England, and coupled with high-performance smooth velocities, providing less felt recoil. If you're serious about your scores, you have to shoot with the best. When every clay counts, make sure you never compromise. Game Boar is the most decorated FITASC and sporting clay shot shells in the sport's history. Available now throughout the U.S., exclusively from KL Ammo. Find them online at www.gameboarus.com. Game Boar are simply the champion's choice. Welcome to the Dead Pair Podcast with your hosts, Jason Rambo and Sean Alley. We bring you all things sporting clay. Our focus is bringing new shooters to the sport and helping all shooters by giving you the most useful info from coaches, pro shooters, gun clubs, product and service specialists. The Dead Pair Podcast, what every shotgun shooter wants to hear.
Paul?
Hey everyone, welcome to the Dead Pair Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Rambo. With me, the man that's large, in charge, overworked, and underpaid, Mr. Sean Alley.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, you're awful excited for a guy that's been bombarded at work lately.
It's amazing what a little bit of caffeine and bourbon will do to pick up your spirits after a long, hard day. So, I'm ready to rock and roll, man. Busy, but that's better than twiddling your thumbs.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's feast or famine, right?
It's summertime, and everybody I talk to, it doesn't matter what industry, they're all overworked, they're all underpaid, can't find enough people, can't find enough help, can't get enough materials. It's just the way the world is right now.
Just imagine if you sold shotgun shells for a living.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah, speaking of that, big shout out to Game Boar, Doug and Dwight down there at K&L. Thank you guys for sponsoring the show. We always enjoy shooting the shells. Really a fantastic shell, those white golds. I love them.
Absolutely.
The more I shoot them, the more I love them. They absolutely shred targets.
Yeah, I was talking with Scott Manspeaker the other day from Atlas Traps, and he was telling me they are just absolutely slammed. And, of course, the shipping industry is killing them as well. So, but, hey, speaking of which, thank you, Atlas Traps, Bear Pelt. It's not just your vest. It's your new uniform.
Yep, and Negrini, we case your memories, and RE Ranger. You can't hit what you can't see. These are all of our sponsors, guys. We really appreciate it if you guys give them some love, because they've given us love, and they're what allows us to be in here doing this week after week for you all.
So, hey, everyone, another thing, too. Let's keep those questions for the coaches coming. We're going to have some special in-studio guests here real soon. Very, very prominent coaches. Love to have those questions to give to them. Just email us. You can go right to our website, click on the contact button. Or you can direct message us through Instagram or Facebook.
Right. Yeah, keep them coming. And, we've covered a lot of topics, but there's still a lot of stuff out there to talk about. I'm sure everybody's got little things, bits and pieces that they want to know more about or maybe get some help on. And so don't be bashful. Just send them on in.
That's right. We've got a really cool show coming up tonight, Sean.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, I think we're going to get some really good information. There's a lot of questions that hang around this subject of chokes.
Oh, no doubt.
So we're going to get some really good information from the guys at Rhino Chokes. And we're going to have a complete roundtable of those guys. So bear with us for just a few minutes. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors real quick. We'll come right back with Rhino Chokes.
Hey, shooters. When you're traveling, protect your gun in the finest case available. Negrini is a sponsor of the Dead Pair Podcast. And right now, use the promo code DEADPAIR, that's DEADPAIR all one word, for a 10% discount off your order. Plus, if your order totals more than $300, they're going to throw in free shipping. Remember, Negrini, we case your memories.
RE Ranger, you can't hit what you can't see. With 14 clay sight lenses manufactured by Carl Zeiss Vision, Ranger lenses add target clarity and contrast no matter the lighting condition. Visit reranger.com for all your shooting eyewear needs. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. on orders of $90 or more. And if you use the code DEADPAIR at checkout, you will save 10% off your order. See it further, see it faster, see it with precision with RE Ranger. American-made Atlas traps are made right here in Kansas and feature the finest quality, innovation, and support in the business. Atlas traps are made using aircraft quality aluminum and stainless steel to ensure your traps will outlast the competition.
So whether you're an individual needing a private trap for practice and recreation, or a club needing to outfit your entire facility, family-owned and operated Atlas traps can suit all your needs.
Visit atlastraps.com to see the full line of commercial and recreational traps and accessories. With prices that won't make you see red and quality that won't leave you feeling blue, Atlas has the finest equipment available. All right, on the phone with us, we have got an awesome roundtable. We have Scott Dixon, the owner of Rhino Chokes, Matt Dixon, product development, Jody Johnson, marketing, and a guy that really needs no introduction, world and national champion and team development and national world. I just said that backwards. I'm sitting there reading your notes, Sean. It's all twisted around. So a guy that needs no introduction, national world champion and team development, Corey Cruz. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks, man.
That was kind of a mouthful.
Now I feel awkward.
That's all right. It only gets worse from here. Well, again, we appreciate you guys joining us on the show. We're always excited to have vendors and shooters on, and it's just a great thing to get some information out to other shooters and other listeners. If we can, let's start with Scott. Scott, since you're the owner, can you kind of give us a brief rundown of the history of Rhino Chokes? How'd you get started, and why did you get started?
It all started about 20 years ago when I met the original owner, Joe Morales, to manufacture his choke tubes for him. We currently have a machine shop that's what we did. So we did, and over time, Joe and I became very good friends. I stopped by one day to just say hello, and Joe said, "Hey, Bubba, I'm tired, and I want to sell the company. You want to buy it?" I think he's bullshitting me, and so I said, "Sure." I gave a number, and 5 minutes later, I owned Rhino Choke. So,
oh, geez.
There you go.
That's how that went. And I knew my son, Matt, was about ready to finish his tour in the Army and was going to be looking for something to do. So I said, "Here you go, son. Let's do it."
That's really cool. So aside from chokes, what all other services do you guys offer?
We do forcing cones, gray coil systems, barrel porting, changing out kicky pads, working with your length of pull, basic gunsmithing, nothing too detailed.
Gotcha. So one of the big topics aside from chokes is barrel porting. And I'll let either you or Matt answer this question. Tell us why someone should have their barrels ported. Why do you think that there's a need that they should go ahead and port their barrels?
Barrel porting takes out muzzle flip. A lot of people think it's a recoil reduction. It's not a direct recoil reduction, but it's a felt recoil reduction. So the gun's not coming up and smacking you on your face. It allows you to keep your sight acquisition into your second target, so you can acquire that target much quicker. And it's just, you know, it's all muzzle flip. That's what we're taking out of the gun with barrel porting.
Gotcha. Well, okay, here's a good question. So that people that aren't familiar with your chokes, as I understand it, you guys have the Generation 1 chokes, the Generation 2, and then you also have the Elite Series chokes. Can you tell us a little bit about each series and the differences between them?
Well, the G1 is the original choke tube that was made back in the mid-80s when Rhino made its first choke tube. And when I acquired the company, we were told to do away with it because, you know, it was an old style, and the G2, Generation 2, was supposed to replace it. We had a lot of inquiries about it, so we decided to keep it online. So the difference between them performance-wise, there really isn't any. It's all bling and all aesthetics.
Okay.
The big difference in the chokes, I think, is when you step into the Elite Series. The constrictions that Matt and Corey developed, the GP30 coating that we're putting on that, as it's been put to us out here at the events, is, you know, people are coming by and saying these are game changers. So you know, that choke system is different, but the G1 and G2, you know, it's just the old standbys that we've had that technology since the mid 80s.
Okay.
Well, Corey, I'm going to drag you into the conversation here. you know, Corey, there's a lot of choke manufacturers out there, and being a world champion, I'm sure it would be easy for you to get support from any of them, but you choose Rhino. Can you give us a little bit of background there, how that came about?
Oh, man, that's a very nice way to put it. Yeah, I wish it was really that way, but I mean, you are correct. I do choose Rhino. I mean, I grew up shooting Briley chokes, and you know, I'm not out here to knock any other product. All chokes are good chokes, and if you have confidence in your equipment, then that's what really matters. The reason I choose Rhino, so I was shooting some practice with Brad Kidd probably, I don't know, 10 plus years ago. I was shooting, I guess, my improved mod choke. And I was having to shoot a 25, an improved modified, to get the same breaks Brad was getting out of his improved cylinder. So my Briley iMod was hitting as hard as Brad's Rhino IC. So that kind of sparked the question, like, man, how are you hitting these things this hard? And, you know, then we start talking about the ammo or this and that, and then it's porting. And long story short, after I just researched it enough, I found out that it was Rhino that was the main ingredient and all that, and switched over, and, you know, things started working out.
Corey, just to kind of follow up on a few things here. So basically, as most shooters understand it, the reason we have chokes in our gun and the reason we change chokes is to gain an advantage in certain targets or certain situations by changing the constriction and thus the shot pattern. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that absolutely don't like to change chokes, and then there's other guys that, you know, almost every station they're messing around with them and you know, doing this and doing that. For most people, even if they aren't a choke changer, can you give some examples of certain targets or distances where you absolutely really should think about changing your chokes because you're going to gain a major advantage? I mean, I'm thinking in my head, obviously, something really close, like a rabbit or something, you want to open that choke up, or if you know you're going to be trying to shoot a 70-yard crosser on edge, obviously you want to tighten things up a little bit. But, you know, in your mind, what are some of the big ones that you want to definitely make sure you've got some different chokes in your bag?
You know, it's, you know, we're really splitting hairs. And I mean, you know, to me, at the end of the day, it just comes down to, you know, like where your confidence is. If you think that you need to change your choke, you know, for a range, you know, and I get it, you know, you're playing money ball at that point. You know, what are my odds of missing and hitting, you know, but you know, at the end of the day, I'd be just selling you something bogus to say like, yeah, you have to have this. At the end of the day, if your confidence is there and you're on your game, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter whether you have an extra full or shooting a slug at it, you're going to hit it. Or, you know, now with that being said, let's play money ball with it. If we miss within inches. You know, even at 30, 40 yards, within inches, you know, I bet you all the guys in the top 10, if they miss a target, it's not by much. And so that at that point, and you look at these scores, especially in the all around, where guys are one target, two targets off of, you know, each other's heels after a 600 target race, at that point, yes, chokes really do matter. And that's kind of, you know, what applies to your question. And when do you do that? It's really just, you kind of have to feel your way around that. I mean, you know, the most time that I would change, I would, you know, put in my Skeet 2 on, you know, some belly birds inside 30 yards. I've shot that choke way out past 30 yards before with some, you know, Anthony kind of gives me crap all the time. Like, you shouldn't be shooting that choke at that shot, and it'll still hit it. You know, you know, especially like back in the 2012 Nationals, we both kind of amazed ourselves at the, you know, how awesome that choke is and the effective range of it. Now, I keep getting sidetracked from your question, just thinking about that story. But, you know, if you get a little gravity rabbit, you get that one target right in your face, you know, at 5 or 10 yards, the difference in constriction from a, you know, a ski choke to a light mod or a modified choke, I mean, it might be, you know, a half inch at 10, 15 yards. It might be an inch, 2 inches. You know, so at that point, that's really what you're playing, right?
Okay,
so right. If you're just barely missing, you know, a standard size clay that's 108 millimeters and you're missing it by an inch because of your choke, well, it's, you might not have missed because of the choke. You might have just missed because you got a bad hop on the rabbit, or you just weren't matched with the speed of the target or whatnot. But obviously chokes kind of help it be forgiving. So you see what I'm not really answering your question It's like, well, there's this, that, and where does the scale tip? If you have confidence in your product and you've trained well and you go to a tournament, as soon as you see that presentation, I mean, for the past couple of years, I've just shot the 17s strictly in my gun. At the past Nationals, I shot a lot of Skeet 2 again. I made a mistake on a long Rabu, but that wasn't the choke's fault. That was mine.
Okay. Well, let me play devil's advocate, though. I mean, so let's take a person that's a lot less experienced, not somebody that's been shooting clays for years, but somebody new getting into the sport. I mean, do you think having a mixed bag of chokes is going to be an advantage for them as they're trying to figure out like where their shot's hitting and, you know, how it's patterning?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we developed the Rhino Elite series. It's a 3-pack choke. And so instead of having to go get your big, you know, 8 or 10 pack and all that sort of stuff, it's got like a close, medium, and far range choke. Kind of keeps it simple, keeps it affordable. And for each barrel, if you're, if you wanted to shoot a pair of Ski 2s, pair of 17s, or the long range choke, you can get one set or two sets.
Okay.
If you have a over and under, but it fits the budget and it's effective.
You know, Corey, to a testament of what you were saying, you know, Ben said that he's gone to a world championship and forgot his chokes and won, and he's gone to a world championship and changed chokes and won. So I think it goes back to what you were saying. It's confidence in your equipment.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's really what it is. You don't go, you know, we're talking about a top tier guy though. I mean, your average listener is a guy that's listening to learn something, and you know, you would be handicapping yourself just shooting modifieds at everything. As we got to this point to be a top tier shot, I was changing chokes a lot. And learning the effectiveness, learning what your pattern density is like, you know, shot stream, all that sort of stuff. So I think it's a valuable part of, you know, elevating your game and knowledge of the game. So you really do need to spend a little time, you know, checking out chokes and seeing how they hit birds and how they shoot out of your gun. And, you know, especially with the porting, I think that's one of the things that's way overlooked. You know, as Scott calls it, the barrel flip. I can show you on slow motion video guys that get the crap knocked out of them. You know, your recovery time visually is much, much, much longer than it is for me. My gun does not kick at all. And to shoot a fast going away double trap pair, I mean, I feel like I can shoot them like Derek Mine. I can, wha bam. and not just trick shooting. Like I actually see the second shot very clearly due to no recoil. Because my gun's balanced and, you know, it has the best boarding in the game.
Wow. That, now y'all got me wanting me to send me my Kohler barrels.
Quit wasting your time, man. I can show you some video. You'll be like, oh, why don't I do this sooner?
Corey's going to help you spend money.
just ask Derek. He'll send me his barrels before he even gets them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. I do the same thing.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
Well, hey, so speaking from a manufacturer's technical side of things, I kind of want to pick on Matt. He's being too quiet over there. Which one of your products has been the most challenging to produce?
I think what the most challenging thing to produce is just something that continues to stay current and relevant in the changing market. You know, people always look for the newest product or, you know, something that's maybe a little bit flashier and things like that. And that comes back to a big reason we came up with the G2 product line. And then furthering that, we came out with the Elite. So I don't know if there's necessarily something that's been, you know, tough from the manufacturing side. It really comes down to is making sure that we have a product that's still relevant in the industry. That's been the most important and challenging, you know, task for us.
Gotcha. Well, okay, here's another one. So let's ask this question, because sometimes this does come up. In your opinion, does the overall weight and even the length of a choke have any significant impact on a shooter or the performance of his gun?
I think that comes back down to another individual preference. There's a lot of people that shoot, you know, little stubby stainless steel chokes, and there's some guys that shoot that inch and a half, 2 inch extended choke. Some shoot the stainless steel, some shoot the titaniums, but you know, whatever it is that the customer wants, we have something that should be able to provide them with that.
Okay. And do you also think there's any advantages or disadvantages of like a solid choke or with a choke with porting or slits in it? You know, like some of these guys claim that the choke will strip the wad, so to speak, as it's coming out of the barrel. Is there any truth to that, or is there any fact behind that statement?
Well, I know based off of our chokes and the way that we manufacture and designed our chokes seems to be quite a bit different than some of our competitors, and it works. It works really well without giving away too many secrets on what we're doing. you know, we've definitely had a product that's been around for, you know, well over 20 years. In matter of fact, it was about a year ago, there was a customer that brought me his choke tube, and it was one of the original prototypes. Nothing wrong with it at all. Perfect choke tube, nothing, no dings, no dents. He took good care of it, and the thing lasts forever. So we got a product that performs very well and lasts a long time if you take care of them.
Okay, gotcha. What about cleaning your chokes? I know that's another thing, like people that do swap their chokes out during a tournament, you tend to get
that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, you swap your chokes around, you get a little bit of build up there on the edges and stuff. I mean, is there any problems with just leaving it alone, or should you really be trying to clean it so often or so many rounds? I mean, what's kind of your rule of thumb? And Corey, you can answer this, or anybody else can chime in.
Y'all go ahead. I don't think I have the right words to answer that one.
Yeah, because we all know where that one's going.
Yeah, I set him up
well,
for that.
You know, from a manufacturer's side, we recommend keeping them clean. You know, obviously making sure that your choke tubes are staying tight in the gun in between stations. We recommend trying to keep them clean. You know, after a round, I mean, it takes nothing to take a brush and just run it down the chokes, run down the bore of the gun real quick. You know, not only keeping the choke tube clean, just because, you know, that will help with the longevity of the product. But you got to think about it. If you take a choke tube, say, for example, an IC is a 10,000th constriction. After you shoot maybe 100 rounds through it, you're going to have a lot of carbon and plastic build up in that choke tube. And now that 10,000th constriction is actually going to be a 15,000th constriction. So now it's going to shoot like a light mod, for example.
Okay.
So that's another important thing on why you would want to keep the choke tubes clean, is to ensure that you have consistency with your pattern. You know, whether it's the first shot or the 500th shot of a tournament, for example, it's always keeping them clean will help you maintain that consistent spread and shot pattern.
Okay. And do you advise like lubricating the threads in between? I mean, does it, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of anything out there that would help any of our listeners, you know, just kind of things to keep in mind to make sure that their chokes are clean and working at optimum efficiency.
Oh yeah, certainly. You know, and there's being out on the road, there will be times where a gun comes in and the choke tube is seized in the end of the barrel, and it's a chore. It's a major task to try and get some of these unstuck, and that's if we're lucky. And that usually is because of corrosion. Maybe this example was a hunting gun, or you know, they were out shooting some ducks last weekend and didn't clean the threads or keep them lubed up and greased up. But next thing you know, those threads, they start getting a little bit of rust buildup and the choke tube will seize in there quick. Mm. And then it's ultimately the same effect as having a fixed choke gun almost, because they're tough to get out.
Yeah. I've heard of stories like that. I've never experienced it myself, but I've heard of guys just letting things go.
So, and that brings us to our latest improvement in our choke tubes. We put on a coating that's called GP30. There's no greasing required. It's anti-stick, so cleaning it is simply wiping it off with a towel. There's no more brushing needed. So, you know, I think that's going to go a long way in choke performance.
Okay. Wow, you don't have to grease it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's self-lubricating. It's ultra-hard and non-stick.
Wow. You need to make a set of pans for my wife. Oh.
It's the same technology that's on your cookware, basically. And we have taken that plating, and we've now applied it to our choke tubes.
That's cool.
That is very cool. Hey, speaking of cool, Corey, Jody told me a story about you working with a young man down at the Gator Cup, and you made his dad go out and buy an A400. Can you tell us that story?
Well, the I wasn't at the Gator Cup. It was a different shoot. I think they were talking about it. Maybe it was at the sales shoot, and y'all were talking about it at the Gator Cup. But okay. Now I do that a lot. I was raised shooting a semi-auto. I think that, you know, I'm not here to like call out parents who start their kids, you know, with over and unders or anything like that. But I think at a young age, it's really important to get as many rounds down range as possible without fighting fatigue and arm strength. And so this little dude was, I mean, he might have been, yeah, he definitely wasn't 4 foot tall, put to that way. The gun barrel was about a foot longer than he was tall.
Wow.
And I mean, he was handling it. It was a 12 gauge over and under. And I mean, it was everything he could do to not get kicked over with it. And he was handling it fine. I was like, man. And I went and talked to his parents. And I mean, you know, it's just, that's what they had. It wasn't, they weren't like intentionally making it harder for him or right. anything. It's just that we see it all the time. We hear stories. You know, a lot of people started with a gun that, you know, a little 410 crack barrel that, you know, kicked their teeth out. So with all that being said, you know, my thing and a lot of other guys and friends of mine do the same thing. You know, whenever, you know, someone has, you know, goals and they're going to be shooting for a while, man, go get you an A400, get it tricked out and just let them shoot it and shoot it and shoot it and shoot it and shoot it. And they can learn. They learn form and mechanics. And that's what's so important at a young age is form and mechanics. And if they're shooting a gun that's too heavy or that's kicking them too much, they're just shooting. They're not learning anything. So that's kind of that was the root of that conversation. And sometimes people listen, sometimes they don't. And, you know, he made a good decision and went and bought his son a 428 gauge. No, I think it might have been a 20 gauge. He was handling it. And he took it right back over to Rhino. They ported it, got a Elite Series set of chokes, cut the stock down, put a Kickies pan on it. You know, check the weight and balance of it. Did a quick test fire, took all the recoil out of the gun. The kid's just, you know, he's well on his way now.
Wow, that's really cool. Jody, you and I were talking, and Rhino has a pretty big involvement with you shooting. Can you touch base on that for a minute and just tell everyone why it's so important to Rhino?
Yeah, we've... you know, we pride ourselves in the fact, just like what Corey was talking about there, we see these young kids and you know, their parents are doing everything in the world. And one of the things I always tell the parents and tell the kids is turn around and hug those parents and thank them for what they're doing because they're out here busting their chops, helping you guys come out here and spend all this money and shoot. And, you know, so we value that, and we know what the parents are doing, and we know how much the kids are loving the sport and how great the sport is growing. And we love the fact that families play together, stay together. And we just, at Rhino, me and Corey and the whole Dixon family, we saw the opportunity about 3 or 4 years ago through a 4-H program about what we visioned where this sport was going to take off to and go to and where it is today. And we got involved in it. I talked to Scott right when he first bought the business, and Corey's been behind it and big, great supporter of mine. And we just love the kids. And we started the whole Rhino team. We have the pro staff, we have the influencer team, and we're involved in every kid organized shoot, I think, all over the country. If we can be, if we're not, call us, we will be. And, you know, we just really love it. We know that's the future of this sport, and Corey is just a great inspiration for it, showing how hard his mother and family and dad and everybody raised him and brought him up and you know what he's turned out to be. And that's just what we vision so many of these kids doing and being a part of the program.
Yeah, we Sean and I were just at SCTP there last week, and it's amazing how big that's gotten and how much youth is involved. And, of course, y'all were there with your truck, which was awesome. Love seeing that.
5,280-foot trap field with 3,300 kids. That's a lot of things going on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Not including the skeet, the sporting, and the bunker that was all going on, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think you can really appreciate it unless you're right there driving down the lane and you really see the mass of people that's there.
We had a guy come over and do drone footage for us. He was clear out way up over top the freeway to get everything, and it was wow. I mean, it looked like a Garth Brooks concert. I mean, it was.
Sean, where you really appreciate it is when you're like me, old and fat and out of shape, and you take off walking and you go from one end to the other.
Oh, don't worry. My butt's in a buggy or a golf cart one or the other way, so don't you worry about that.
He did call for the buggy to come get him, though.
That's all right. There's no shame in that. That place is huge. If anybody's never been to the Cardinal Center, you can get lost on that place. I'm telling you, it's huge.
Something else, that's for sure.
Well, Corey, I'm trying to figure out if you and Chad got a conspiracy going on, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. So we had Blazer on, and then Wooly was on. Of course, he sells Blazer. And then Halen Hanks was on. Now you're on. And Chad's coming to sit in studio with us Tuesday. So, I mean, it's like, this is turning into the Blazer show, man. What's going on here?
It's one of two things. Either y'all have got your head screwed on really straight, or you're just biased.
Well, which way are you going to go with that one, Jason?
We'll let Yim figure that out, okay?
I think you just know what good equipment is, and about it.
Here we go. Listen to this. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, hey, we got Rhino on the show right now, right? So, obviously, we
know that's what I mean. You just know good equipment.
There you go. Yeah. That's right.
Very well said.
Hey, Corey, speaking of which, tell us which one of the chokes from Rhino that you use. What's in Corey's gun right now?
I like the G1 in a 17,000. That's my go-to. If there's a clay target out there that's hittable with birdshot, that's my choke. I like to hunt with a full, just because I'm kind of violent in that manner. Just really love hitting them hard.
Okay.
But my wife hunts with a skeet too, and she crushes birds with that. But I love the 17. I still shoot the G1s that my original ones that Joe made me, way back whenever I started shooting Blazer.
So are you titanium or stainless?
Stainless.
Really?
Yep.
Gotcha.
Well, there's so many. I mean, let's face it. There's as many chokes out there as there is gun loads and stuff. I mean, there's all kinds of different products, and I know that's always the hot topic. When we got started shooting, I mean, we looked at everything. We tried about as much of stuff out there. I mean, we're excited to give your chokes a try, and we'll report back and let you know what we find out about them.
I tell you what, I'm kind of with Corey. Don't
forget that porting.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to see if Sean will send his broomsticks down there too. And
hey, I'll text you some. I've got some really good before and after video because I mean, yeah, I'm all my friends and anyone that knows me that knows I'm not just trying to sell a product, man. I think that put your money where your mouth is. If the product performs, it sells itself, and that's the cool part about Rhino. But I've got some slow motion videos I can text you of a Benelli Super Black Eagle before and after being tricked out by Rhino.
Okay.
Hey, Corey.
Yes.
I think we ought to get them to just hang on, and we'll see them at the Nationals this year, and we'll video them before and after.
Yeah, we can do that.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Yeah, we're coming down here this year, Corey. We're checking that off the bucket list. We're going to be at Nationals.
Awesome.
So.
Good.
So, wow, man, stainless instead of ties. That's. Is there a particular reason behind that? Just the weight, or is there something else?
Man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Those stainless, my gun's balanced. There's no recoil. It hits hard. I'm no reason to change.
Gotcha. Wow, very
the,
cool.
The titaniums, I don't, for me, if my gun was a little front heavy, then yeah, I would consider it. I'm actually going to try out these new ones with that special coating because I typically don't like to clean my gun. Yeah, I you know, if everything's hitting hard, just let it keep running. And these new ones, I'm gonna test drive them for a little bit.
Well, I'm liking the 17 that y'all came out with, because I'm kind of with Corey. I'll put two 17s in and let it roll. I mean, that's unless it's something stupid close, you know, then I think I'll change. But I've hit stuff way out there with an IC just because I forgot. Just because I didn't make a good plan with my equipment. So that tells me that my shot will go that far. But I understand, Corey, what you're saying, what you said earlier about that being part of your program when you're coming up.
Yeah, I think you have to go through that season in life. You've got to learn. You got to change strokes. You got to see what you like. And that's how I found that, like, well, an IC gives me a pretty good break. A light mod gives me a better break. A modified is like a just straight up smoke ball. But am I leaving anything on the table? And that's why I asked Joe. I was like, let's try this. My dad had told me a story way back in the day. There's a skeet shooter that had I'm terrible with names. I don't remember the guy's name, but he set some crazy records. Right. But there was this savant guy that did a bunch of barrel work, and he basically did all the board design for this guy's gun. And I mean, I'm snowballing here, but I mean, you know, 900 some straight, you know, skeet or trap targets. I can't remember which one it was, but it was something that just at a young age caught my ear. And I was like, you know, all right, well, and then just kind of having some campfire talk with Joe Morales, and like, what do you think a 17 would do? He's like, I don't know, let me make you one, you figure it out. And I loved it.
That's awesome. Well, Scott, Jody, Matt, is there anything we've missed or anything you guys wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I want to get Matt to elaborate a little bit on, you know, we do have a full line of waterfowl and sporting chokes as far as turkey hunting and stuff like that. And Corey can talk about a little bit as well. But I'll let those guys talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So as Jody has said, you know, we do have an outdoor line as well as our competition line. We've had a company for 3 years, and we're always trying to find that piece that will help us grow and expand and go to the next level. So I've been working pretty hard on coming up with, you know, what the ideal constrictions are for, you know, a waterfowl package, for example. We have a 660 and 670 constrictions for turkeys, and there's customers telling me that they smoked a turkey at 70 yards, 100 yards even.
Whoa.
You know, that's, wow. Right ammo selection, right choke selection, right gun selection, you know, all plays a part in that. But that's just kind of, you know, the same deal with the skeet too. I mean, I can shoot a 65 yard crosser with a skeet too, and I can also shoot that same target with a 17 or a 22. That's straight back to what Corey's been saying here, and that's confidence in the product. But yeah, we're working some more on this outdoor. The outdoor line that I got, and you know, it's just keep on trying to, again, stay current with the customer and what they want, and we always appreciate the feedback and any suggestions, and we're just doing our best to, you know, make it another day and
grow at a fast
pace. Yeah, yeah,
business.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, everything you guys are doing. I mean, again, we really appreciate you guys coming on here and tell us about it. If people want to get in touch with you or if people want to investigate your chokes, where do they want to go?
Check us out on the web. We've got all of our information right there, rhinochokes.com. And we're in Clearwater, Florida. All of our numbers are there. It tells where, if you look on the website, it tells where the rig's going to go. We're on the road to anywhere from 20 to 30 shows a year, trying to make as many as we can. But fortunately, we're having to stay in and make a lot more chokes nowadays. So that's kept us from being on the road as much. But, you know, you can get a hold of Corey or me or Matt or Scott through social media or on our telephone numbers and website. And we're always available.
Very cool. Any closing thoughts?
You know, just we love the fact of where the business is going and how everybody is held together after 2020 during the COVID. What a mess that's been! But
right.
We're glad everybody's healthy and coming back, and we're grateful for all the opportunities, and if there's anything that we can do from you from our perspective, please don't hesitate to call us.
Yeah, not only that, but the continued support that we've had during the, you know, it's been 3 years now, but that transition in ownership, you know, I feel like we did a pretty good job in the transition, and we appreciate everybody that's, you know, continued to stick with us and the new customers that come and see us.
Well, speaking of COVID, if the mandate comes back, I want a titanium ported mask.
Yeah. Might be a big seller. Might be a big seller.
Yeah, right.
No doubt.
And that's the other thing, you know, we since we took over, we rebranded it with the new logo, and the support that we've gotten off of that thing has just been unbelievable. So I think if we put that R on that mask, that won't be a bad thing.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Gentlemen, we'll get you one with the R on both sides with the rhino nose headed forward. You'll be getting go.
I love it. I love it.
I can't believe you guys are, yeah, never mind. I ain't going to say it.
We can edit it out, Corey.
I almost said it, and I didn't.
Yeah, we can edit it out. It's all right.
Well, thanks again, guys, for having us on. I appreciate the brand awareness and the opportunity to get on and talk about it. We really appreciate everything the Dead Bear Podcast does for the industry and, you know, just educating the public. Well, people learn something from us.
Well, we appreciate you guys taking your time to come on here, because, again, our whole mission is to inform new shooters and people that are getting into the sport and try to make good decisions on their gear and their product. And, you know, you guys are definitely helping everybody out with that. So thank you very much.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, a great product like Rhino and Corey, you know, they have such a great shooter in you. And for you to be involved in this company with everything you've accomplished, I mean, it says something. So we really appreciate everyone's time. I mean, I know everybody's busy. It's in the middle of the week, but we appreciate you guys coming on and spending some time with us.
You got it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jason. Matthew, it was great to meet you guys.
And we're gonna talk, because I think y'all are about to receive some cooler barrels. It's going to have some work done.
All right. Wise choice.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Right,
thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks.
Take care, guys.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
What do you think, Sean? Rhino chokes.
Well, definitely a hot button topic. I mean, around the clay courses, everybody talks about chokes.
You know, it's not just the chokes, though. I mean, I was on the fence about the whole porting thing, but after hearing what Scott and Corey had to say, I'm seriously considering
it. I'm intrigued. I'm not 100% sold yet, but I'll at least take some time and learn a little bit more.
Well, you know, there's a difference between factory porting and what they do.
Yeah, I get it. I get
so,
it.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think there's some value there.
Yeah. I mean, we've had friends with ported guns. A lot of the Brownings come ported. I know JD used to shoot one. And
again, factory porting.
It's factory porting, I know. So I guess it's really not apples to apples.
Right. But I'm intrigued. I don't know. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to sleep on it. I think I might do it.
Sure. So. Well, hey, why not?
Right.
I mean, Corey has been doing it all this time. I mean, can't really argue with his results.
Until you and I start winning world and national championships, I don't think we can ever compare ourselves to anything Corey does.
Well, no, but I'm just saying. You can take it with a pretty good...
Yeah, no, but listen, he believes in that, though, and there's a reason for what he says and what he recommends.
I can see it. I mean, you know, honestly... I don't think I struggled too much with the barrel jump, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm a bigger guy. My gun's heavy. You know that, but...
Well, you shoot a barn beam.
Right. A barn beam with a railroad tie attached to it. Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, maybe it would help. I don't know. I mean, it can't... I don't think it would hurt, right?
It definitely couldn't hurt.
Okay.
So...
I'll have to look into it. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it some more. I'm interested to see some of the videos that Corey's going to send us, and... as long as they're not too long of a video, I'll get those up on our YouTube along with the podcast. So you can check those videos out while you're listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, something we didn't discuss earlier, Negrini. If you go to Negrini's website and you enter the code DEADPAIR, all one word, DEADPAIR, DEADPAIR, at checkout, you're going to save 10% off your order, and any order over $300 is free shipping.
Yep, absolutely. And RE Ranger, don't forget about them. 10% off as well. Dead pair, two words, dead space pair, is going to give you 10% off from RE Ranger.
Yes, and check out Bear Pelt. At Bear Pelt, it's not just your vest, it's your new uniform. And I'm telling you, they've got some really cool things. They now have the V-neck, vest.
I saw that.
Eric posted some pictures of it on social media. The guys that don't want the vest that zip all the way up, they're not stopping with one vest design. I mean, they're trying to please as many people as they can. They're listening to everybody's input. They've got the optional shell pouch in the back.
Yep.
For your holes. So check them out, barrelpelt.com.
Yeah, and Eric said that they're coming out with a whole line of clothing and stuff. So, I mean, that should be coming too. So yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And a big shout out to Game Boar, winningest, most shot shell and fee task in sporting in the world. Big thank you to Kale Ammo for your support and sponsoring the show.
And of course,
last but not least,
made right over in Benton, Kansas.
Yep.
Atlas Traps.
Yep.
American made Atlas Traps. Thank you very much, all of you, for your support. We really do appreciate what you're doing for us. And as long as you keep supporting us, we're going to keep getting this good content out.
That's right. And hey, everybody out there, reminder, send in some questions for the coaches.
Yes.
Definitely going to have some new people coming down the pipe to hopefully answer your questions. And take somebody out shooting. Go out there, knock them dead, have some fun, bring people into the sport.
Someone new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Introduce people to the sport.
Or if they're not new, just go out and take them anyways. Yeah, that's all right. Go have fun.
Hey, like I said, you get the guy that's on the fence, clay shooting thing, whatever. Ask him to go out and pull targets for you. It won't take but two or three stations. They'll want your gun. They'll want to try it themselves. And next thing you know, they're hooked.
Right on.
But hey, until next week,
we'll see you back on the Dead Pair Podcast.